Again, we read from the Word of God, the book of Matthew, and the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. Matthew 18 and 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Perhaps one of the most prevalent attitudes that we have as Christians is that it is best to suffer wrong. It is best to suffer in silence. When we're misunderstood, when we're put upon, when our lives are hurt, and our hearts are hurt, that it's best to simply duck our heads and in submission say, I have no other recourse, I'll simply suffer. And that may be true of some things, but it isn't true if in the course of events, some way, somehow, through some activity of a brother or sister in the church, you feel that something has been done that was not done out of love or was done improperly. Or perhaps it's just a feeling that no one really cares. I'm really not that important. I don't suppose anyone really knows whether I come or whether I go. One of the prices that all of us have to pay when a church grows is the price of sharing all of the things that are to be done. When I came to Southwest Church, there were six families here, and we spent a lot of time together. Thanksgiving, 4th of July. But as the church grew, the time we spent together grew less and less. So now what we're looking at is many, many families. So it means that all of us have to be more attentive. All of us have to be more willing to follow the divine rules that are laid down in the Word of God. Our Lord knew very well human nature, not because he was possessed of Adamic nature and sin, but because of his ability to comprehend the human heart. And after Jesus had established his church and after he had promised it that it would always have his presence and that it would always possess his power and that he would be in it and for it and of it, he understood that the work would be done by humans. He understood that there would always be the problems that humans have. So Jesus gave us what we call rules for settling issues when we feel that we've been wronged or we've been harmed. Brother Greer pointed out that when we come into a place of worship, and we sit there in that place of worship and we say to ourselves, I wonder if brother so-and-so meant what he said. I wonder if sister so-and-so, I wonder about that statement or I wonder about this action. the thing that we're to do because we're Christians and because we're conscious of the commands of Christ is that we in love seek to set a situation straight or right that may harm a lot of people. I remember very well the first time that I ever did this. I remember the first time I did it as a pastor. I remember the first time I did it as a human, just in my own family. I'd gone to live with my brother in Florida. And after I'd lived there for 5 or 6 months, his wife had said something about the work that needed to be done, and I wasn't really sure what I ought to do, and so I went to work in the yard. And she came and said, maybe you're not doing this properly. And that hurt my feelings. And she was deaf, and I couldn't communicate with her very well. And so we were estranged just there for a little while. And Stan came in, and my brother, and he soon figured out something's wrong. He came to me and said, John, there's something wrong between you and sis. And you know how passionately I love her and how deeply I love you. Would you simply go to her and tell her that you're sorry that you offended her? And I looked at him for a while and said, yes, I will. And I remember how timid I was and how uncertain I was when I went. And when I said, sis, I'm sorry. And she, with tears in her eyes, threw her arms around my neck and we hugged one another. And I don't think we ever had a misunderstanding again in all of our time together. Sis is dead now. She died last year with cancer. I'm glad I don't have that on my conscience now. I'm glad I went to her, and I'm glad I had many, many years of happiness and joy because I did what I knew God wanted me to do. It may seem strange to the religious world that a small Baptist church would spend time and effort saying that October the 30th is a day of reconciliation. We've done that. And all we're saying is this. We don't make any accusations against anyone. I agree with Brother Greer. I've never been in a church where people were so good to me, where people worked together so well. We're simply saying if it's that wife or it's that husband or whoever it may be, that you need to simply say to them, I want to leave my gift at the altar. I want to ask you to help me. We don't need to live our lives out of harmony and peace with God, God's church, and God's people. Not since there's a way. Not since there's a remedy. May God help us.